In Libya today, Muammar Gaddafi celebrated the 34th anniversary of the military coup that brought him to power in the oil-rich desert nation in North Africa. As in previous years, there were bombastic speeches and a big military parade through the heart of the capital, Tripoli. But unlike Gaddafi's bellicose and radical rhetoric of years past, the Libyan leader this year spoke of peace and accommodation, in keeping with his new campaign to launder his international image. In Tripoli for the celebrations is NPR's Nick Spicer. And Nick, what are the signs that Gaddafi is seeking to change his ways, or at least change his image?
Well, the biggest sign of change came last night when Muammar Gaddafi announced that a deal had been struck with families of passengers aboard a French airliner that was blew up in the air in 1989. We know that there is a deal. We don't know how much money the families are getting, but we understand it will be significantly less than the $2.7 billion that was awarded to Lockerbie families. Gaddafi told people last night in his speech that this was the price to pay to be accepted once again by the international community. He didn't accept any responsibility for the crash of the UTA DC-10, but he said the compensation deal along with the Lockerbie deal would close a chapter in relations with the West. In concrete terms, the deal also ends French opposition at the United Nations to a lifting of sanctions against Libya. France has a veto at the Security Council, and there was a fear that the French might kill the Lockerbie deal in holding out for more money for families at the French airliner explosion.
With these supposed settlements for victims of terrorism that's been ascribed to Libya, what could change for Libya's situation in the international community?
They're hoping for major diplomatic consequences here, that Libya will no longer be a pariah state, hoping for more leverage, more influence, and more credibility on the world stage. But it's important to underline that even if the UN sanctions are lifted, which seems very likely now with these two deals, there's still some ways to go with the United States. Washington would have to lift its bilateral sanctions against Libya and take Libya off of its state-sponsored terror state list for people here in Tripoli to be really happy.
Are you able to get any sense there in Tripoli, Nick, of how the Libyan people are viewing all of this?
It's quite hard to know. It's not easy to go out and encounter Libyan people. I think the people here are hearing Muammar Gaddafi's version of events, that Libya was forced to pay money for these two terror attacks, although, he says, Libya played no role in them. When he was presenting the deal with the French families last night, he appealed to national pride. He suggested that Libya had outfoxed the nuclear power Americans in the deal and that money was meaningless to Libyans. There's no sense in the people that I talk to that the compensation is anything they deserve to pay. Rather, they think this is the price to pay to rejoin the international community. So be it.
Muammar Gaddafi has a long history of trying to influence the affairs of other countries. Where do his priorities seem to be now?
Well, they shifted from the Arab world to Africa, to the idea of an African Union, something that Gaddafi has put forward after years of failure in promoting Arab unity. There are lots of posters here in the streets of Tripoli with the continent in green, the African continent in green, which is the color of Libya's flag. And when Gaddafi is on TV, he has a map of the continent behind him. But there's no real sign of any moves to share political sovereignty as there is in the European Union. I met with some African guest workers here, and they underlined the problem of identity. They don't feel that the people here feel African. They feel that Libyans in this country feel more Arabic than African, and that's what Libyans tell me as well. So it's a bit of a challenge to persuade people to change their outlook on their identity, I think, if an African Union is to be created, not to mention the political challenges.
NPR's Nick Spicer talking with us from the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Nick, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Melissa.